Good evening. Thank you for calling the 700 Club. This is Rosie. How may I help you?
Hey, is this the confession hotline?
No, this is actually the prayer line.
The prayer line.
Yes.
All right. I have some friends that I work with. I'd like to request a prayer for them.
Okay. And let me ask you your first name, please.
This is John.
John. And John, as far as your relationship with the Lord, you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior?
Well, I recently have, actually.
Oh, praise God.
I was out of the church for a while, but now I'm back. I've
praise
been going,
God.
Like, Sundays and sometimes at Mondays.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask this. How can we pray for your friends?
What's that?
How can we pray for your friends?
Well, they've been getting into a lot of, like rock and roll music. You know, they always have. And, you know, I've accepted God, but they're not really doing that.
Okay,
and
so we need to pray for salvation for them as well as deliverance?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're getting into some really bad stuff with that. Like
I'm understanding.
They've tried to get into, like, some satanic rituals and stuff.
Well, we're going to rebuke that because we know that God has a will. He can completely deliver John. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into prayer in agreement concerning your friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that you have to be careful in regards to dealing with, okay, even with them, all right? We're going to pray. Father, I just praise you. I thank you for John. Thank you for the fact that he has returned to you, Lord, and that he's trying to do those things that are pleasing in your sight, those things that glorify you. Lord, right now, as we are coming in agreement concerning his friends, we're asking that you will bring the deliverance to them and that, Lord, you will actually shut those doors that would lead to satanic things, for we recognize that all Satan is about is destroying, tearing down, never building up, and he'll get them right in the midst of something and leave them right there to suffer all by themselves. So, Lord, I'm asking that you will protect these friends, not only bring deliverance, but give them a heart that they'll want to receive Christ as their personal Savior. We're asking that you also protect John, Lord, for we're recognizing that he too could be vulnerable to things if he is not strong in you. So we're asking that you will strengthen him in every way so that he's able to stand. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, John.
God bless you.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Dear Lord in heaven, please watch over all of us in your basement. Help us get this here episode of Radio Dysentery to millions of our fans who are your children and your followers. Please bless my co-host. He'd like to talk to you as well.
My name's Father Magruder.
He knows that. He's God.
That's right. I didn't know that we had that far of a range with our broadcast. I wasn't sure.
God listens to our podcast. Thank you, Jesus in heaven.
What format does he prefer?
Not Apple Lossless.
I think he likes Ogg Vorbis.
Yes.
Statues of age-old stone shed tears. There's a myriad of reasons why, none of which I need to hear. What I'm listening for resonates at very low frequencies. Only seismologists speak to me. Recently, wheels that squeak have no sequel, refusing to roll like predictable people. The nunnery is harnessing sexual frustration, converting it into fuel, powering the congregation. Tour bus for a time travel fantasy. 6,000 years in the past to dismantle the ludicrous theories of secular science, backing their statements with useless appliances. I apply knowledge from tabloid horoscopes, reminding me all is not lost, there is hope. Play the lottery, unplug the Discord, flex your authority, carry a clipboard.
My life is fleeting, I shall soon befall the fate of mortals. My only dying wish is to be greeted at the portal of all eternal hell by he whom I've put on faith in. I'll dedicate my afterlife to serve the mighty Satan.
Look at at the bottom of that fir tree, a telltale sign. Somebody was here, wired it up, put it together in no time. Who did the deed? Who tried to rid the woods of three dudes that cost too much and do no good? They trample vegetation with their ATVs, so now they're fucking with the ghost of Johnny Appleseed. And he's a charitable spirit, but not so Christ-like. He wouldn't take his tin pot hat to their windpipes.
My life is fleeting, I shall soon befall the fate of mortals. My only dying wish is to be greeted at the portal of all eternal hell by he whom I put all my faith in. I'll dedicate my afterlife to serve the mighty Satan.
What you just heard was a shocking example of the music the youths of today are listening to. It's something called rap and roll. The artists, or so they call themselves, that we just heard are Grand Buffet. They're a pair out of Philadelphia. They are terrible, terrible people.
That's not art. Don't get that confused with real art. That's terrible. They're going to hell, and they're taking kids with them. Hell's not a party, kids. Hell is a place where the worm doesn't die. And there's burning.
Hell is for children. There's a song we're not going to play tonight because we don't like Pat Benatar.
No, Pat Benatar is on. Pat Benatar is damned to hell.
Name of Almighty God, in the name of the Christ, we call you, beloved Mighty Hercules, for the full power and release of your flame of Mighty God power to descend into the planetary body and to completely destroy, confound, confute, roll back, consume, and take dominion and command over the energies that have been portrayed in these video clips, which we have seen, and through all the individuals responsible for them, the fallen angels directly out of the bottomless pit, the demons of death and hell out of the bottomless pit, their portrayal of those fallen angels embodied, and those fallen angels who have infested the life streams of these individuals, overshadowing them, all matrices and images of witchcraft, black magic, torture, the rebellion of the fallen angels, all mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderous intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Van Halen, Madonna, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Tyler, Stevie Nicks, Men at Work, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Weird Al Yankovic, Cindy Lauper, Pink Floyd, The Pretenders, Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Elton John, Neil Young, Sheena Easton, Patti Smith and Scandal, Fashion, Big Country, Morris Day and The Time, John Lennon, Apollonia 6, REO Speedwagon, David Gilmour, The Rolling Stones, Pat Benatar, Hall & Oates, Wham, Rebby Jackson, Adam Ant, Bananarama, Christine McVie, Queen, Jack Cougar Mellencamp, U2, Searins, Fleetwood Mac, The Alan Parsons Project, Rick Springfield, The Thompson Twins, Missing Persons, Duran Duran, Police, Eurythmics, Culture Club, including Boy George, Band-Aid, Relax, Stevie Wonder, Kenny Rogers, Jay Iglesias and Diana Ross, Donna Summer, Dean Martin, Kiss, Scorpions, Def Leppard, and especially for the judgment of all movies, including Beat Street, MTV, Street Beat, Miami Vice, Kid Video, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, Spinal Tap, Michael Cimbello, Flashdance, 2010, and Andy Summers, Kenny Loggins, Phil Collins, Fire Incorporated, Olivia Newton-John, and the movie Ghostbusters, and all other individual groups or individual artists who vibrate in consonance with them, and with the vibration of the fallen angels and the demons of death and hell from out the bottomless pit. We call forth thy flame now into the plains of Mater, and for the full action of the will of God, for the confounding and confuting of these images and this release of the plague of death and hell upon the planetary body, we accept it done now with full power according to God's holy will through this our decree.
For those of you who might have just joined us late in the broadcast, we're talking with Michael Mills, Minister of Youth and Evangelism at the Family Altar Chapel in Battle Creek, Michigan. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven again was voted the most popular tune of rock's history. Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. In the lyrics of the song, they sing the piper is calling you to join him. She's buying her stairway to heaven. We know that's not possible. And also they say, words have two meanings. They certainly do have two meanings. This is where the subliminal message comes in that we've been talking about in the previous interview. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their record, Stairway to Heaven, in reverse. And what I mean by in reverse is by taking the record, putting it in a neutral position, and spinning the record backwards. The needle will go in the opposite direction. You say that, I've never heard of anything like that before. Probably not, but many, many people have. And this is where I'm talking about that I believe that we can hear this with our subconscious mind, and you're going to hear it in a few moments. I want to explain to you what their message is. Now, we spun this backwards in a studio, and the tape of what we've got is about to come up. They sing backwards in human voices. Now, mind you, it made sense on both sides. It wasn't a bunch of garble on one side and played it in reverse and it made sense. It made sense on both sides. They sang in human voices in reverse, listen, we've been there. Then they sing in reverse now, because I live. Serve me.
Serve me.
There's no escape in it.
No escape in it.
Satan.
Satan.
If we. Gotta live for Satan.
Gotta live for Satan.
Master Satan.
Master Satan.
The message that they have all together that they wanted you to hear in a subliminal way on the back or in reverse of Stairway to Heaven was this. Listen, we've been there. Because I live, serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan. If we gotta live for Satan, Master Satan. Listen to it as they sing their message together. Further in the tape, I came across another part that made me throw my headphones right off my head. I couldn't believe what I heard. I kept thinking about the verse that describes hell in the Bible as a wailing and a gnashing of teeth. And that came to my mind when I heard this next sound. Listen to this as it reminds you of the verse, a wailing and a gnashing of teeth.
We'll be right back.
First, we just heard a track by our allies in one of the American doomsday cults. They listed off a all the artists you won't hear at Radio Dysentery.
We will not play any rock and roll. Rock and roll is the work of the devil. Those people, I've actually attended a couple of their services on Sunday nights and sometimes on Mondays. And they really, they got their stuff together. They preach the word of Jesus as Jesus wanted it told. And they love me.
And the movie Ghostbusters.
They hate the movie Ghostbusters. They don't want you watching that. They don't want you watching Teen Wolf. None of this, the stuff with the occult, like Harry Potter, that's sending kids to hell.
Harry Porter House.
Harry Porter House and the Giblets of Fire.
It's satanic. Those are the flames of hell that flame broiled.
Yeah, it's flame broiled meat with hell and sin and doom, and there's a worm that doesn't die.
Where am I? I smell fire. Burn. Burn. Burn.
Why do you think they call it dope? Dope.
Don't you have to push your pain? Don't loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid. 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 Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Can you hear that? Give up. Can you hear that? Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Give up. 17 hours of faith. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual. And avoid panic buying.
The devil is indeed dope. Not in the term that those slang young kids are using these days. Apparently dope means cool, but the kind of dope I grew up listening to, my definition of dope is not cool. Dope is not cool, neither is the devil.
That's right. And we also heard a big pack of lies from Negative Land called Christianity is Stupid. They've kind of appropriated one of our classic educational films.
Yeah, that's a sample from a film based on a book called If Footmen Tire You, What Will Horses Do? And this is something that I like to show to my like youth service at my church. Like, I have a youth group that I hang out with, and we watch, like, religious movies sometimes, and that's one of them. That movie is about what will happen if we allow communists to infiltrate and subvert us like they're doing right now.
And what happens is they give us candy.
Yeah, they trick kids by giving them candy, and they use every trick in the book when it comes to murdering you. They will stab you with pitchforks. This is all documented. See, the movie dramatizes actual events that happened. Lots of people have been killed. Women are raped. Vodka's drank. It's terrible. We can't let this happen to our fair, fine country.
It's a great documentary, just like Red Dawn. They're both classics.
Communists are evil, and I think those kids in Negative Land, those so-called artists, they are evil. They're probably going to hell, and their worm will never die.
This is for Ranger Russ Guinea of Bowie, California, to Kate. This is a tape recording of the national anthem for all seven continents, Jesus Christ Reigns. Wrote May 25th, 1981 at 4:15 p.m. Last verse wrote March 20th of 1985 by Alexandria Hughes Little. Howard Robart Hughes' daughter speaking. Also, the billionaire Howard Robart Hughes was my father, and he died co-owning Jesus Christ Reigns, which was owned by me. And he died owning Jesus Christ Reigns, and by Christ Reigns, the North American Indians own all seven continents in the constellation right now that I'm speaking, because the North American Indians right now own all seven continents is because my husband is a Cherokee Indian. He's Cherokee Indian and Irish, he's saying. And the American Indians tried to call me from New Mexico, that's the Zuni tribe in New Mexico, and I couldn't answer their phone the other day, but they tried to call me. They were so excited at the news. I wrote 13 Indian chiefs in North America. I did not write them all because they don't all know yet, but the American Indians now own all seven continents in the constellation because we had Jesus Christ Reigns in our family. This is the national anthem for all seven continents. It's the new national anthem for the United States of America. This, the United Continents of America are now united and free. It was by Jesus Christ Reigns all was made history. The royal blue is for the constellation, the 19 diamonds for kings. The royal Israel before Christ came on the blessed commandments rings. Wings of lion are for our daughter. Malachi, Luke, and Christ were these. Hello, a lion is for Saul's dream, and what world turned to ashes isn't anybody's theme. So let the lion of Judah trample the wicked down, and thereby we can understand Christ had a ring and crown. The ring band shaped as four rivers, the eight pyramids on each side were for 16 prophets before Christ wrote in the Bible besides. The seven ways on each side stood for seven oceans in the world, and seven main seas in Holy Land God made this glorious world. So stand and pledge allegiance to our globe we live on now, and throw away those stars and stripes, oh glory, sing aloud. Christ was born April 6, 4001, and died January 4, 4034. He owned all nations. It took 26 years to study Christ's reign for House of David's peers. The world was created in 1707 before B.C. Noah's Ark flood was 10.5 B.C. Noah was born 1, married in 3, and died in 14 B.C. There were only 7 dates written inside Christ's reign, you see. Plus letters that E made in Alexandria, Egypt, where Mary and Joseph registered before Christ was born. How were Robert Hughes and his daughter had this ring? And by the USA owns all seven continents adjourned. Christ's ring was made the new American flag on August 26 of 1983. It's to be put on a burgundy red background, as Christ's ring box was this color, you see. So colors of royal blue, white, and gold are the new flag colors, we are told. I hope you enjoyed listening to the national anthem. If you're not near anything to hear the national anthem by, you can play it later on when you're in near civilization. I know you don't have any TVs or any radios where you live. And I read about you in the Grit newspaper, which I sell. I sell Grit newspapers. And you were in the March 30th to April 5th, 1986 issue. Said you lived in Bodie, California, a ghost town. So I want you to have this national anthem tape recording, and when you're near civilization, you can play it and hear it. I'm Howard Robart Hughes' daughter speaking. And I live isolated too. I live behind Log Cabin Texaco gas station off Highway 72 in Woodville, Alabama. I don't have a phone at home. My husband has a phone at his shop. It's area code 205-776-9092 at my husband's shop. Once in a while, I go down to his shop. Otherwise, I'm home alone with no phone. So I know what it's like to be not near any phone. I don't have any next-door neighbors where I live either. I'm kind of isolated. So I live in a small town of Woodville, Alabama. The population is about 5,000 and no more. The town I live in is about 3.5 miles away from my home. So I live right out in the steppes. Anyway, I want you to have this national anthem for your kids so they can hear the national anthem when they get older. I hope you can hear this thing. I'm sending you Howard Robart Hughes will papers, so they're history now of the United States of America. And my cross rang the U.S. American Indians on all 7 continents in the Constellation right now. My husband's a Cherokee Indian. He's got a little Irish in him too, but he's mostly Cherokee Indian. Anyway, I'll say goodbye now, and God bless you all in Bodie, California. Goodbye.
Shellac of North America. Catalog number TG211 CD. Audio compact disc. 44.1 kHz sample rate. 16-bit word length. Samples represented in 2's complement binary. 8 to 14 expansion. Set reproducer for reference level. 1000 Hz.
To the one true God above, here is my prayer. Not the first you've heard, but the first I wrote. Not the first, but the others were a long time ago. There are two people here, and I want you to kill them. Her, she can go quietly by disease or a blow to the base of her neck, where her necklaces close, where her garments come together, where I used to lay my face. That's where you ought to kill her, in that particular place. Him, just fucking kill him. I don't care if it hurts. Yes, I do. I wanted to fucking kill him, but first, make him cry like a woman. No particular woman. Let him hold out, hold that someone or other might come. Then fucking kill him, fucking kill him. Kill him already, kill him. Fucking kill him, fucking kill him. Kill him already, kill him. Fucking kill him, fucking kill him. Kill him, just fucking kill him. Fucking kill him. Fucking kill him already. Kill him. I'm fucking kill him. Fucking kill him. Kill him already. Kill him. Kill him already. Kill him already. Kill him. Fucking kill him. Just fucking kill him. Fucking kill him. Kill him already. Kill him. Fucking kill him. Fucking kill him, kill him, just fucking kill him. Kill him already, kill him already, kill him. Amen.
All right, that first track was one of our sisters in Christ. She kind of establishes that the Native Americans now own all 7 continents. And she's given us, you know, you got to take these things in stride. I mean, she's completely out of her mind, but she's singing the glories of God. And anytime anybody is doing anything in the name of God, like, you know, making new national anthems, making bizarre political claims, or committing acts of genocide, then we here at Radio Dysentery condone that wholly.
Just like we condone actions of the
Yeah, the next track, that was Shellac with a song off their album 1000 Hertz that was called Prayer to God.
It's not rock and roll.
No, that may sound a little bit like rock and roll, but if you know anything about rock and roll and how it was invented by the Druids using their like drumming patterns, those do not conform to those drumming patterns, and there's no back masking at all in that music too. Which any real rock and roll or true metal uses back masking to promote their evil satanic messages. And Shellac is a band that doesn't do that. I think they might actually be Christian. And that song, really, the message is about reestablishing a relationship with God after years of not talking to him, which is something that we here at Radio Dysentery can feel, because we are back to being Christians after a long absence. In fact, this is the first show we've done since we were both saved. And I think that the quality went up after that happened. I mean, you can kind of hear the God in our voices now, and I think that makes our podcast better.
Yeah, I think the quality in the recording is way up since we got saved. Nothing but positive things are really very different.
Halloween, particularly in America, has become like a mini Christmas, almost like a holiday of celebration with a trick and treat and all this other stuff. But what actually happens outside the public arena that night of Halloween and into November the 1st?
Away from the public arena, there's a ritual that's taking place in six different locations in this country for all of the councils of 13 in the area that I'm in. It is the Eastside Christian Church on 7th and Temple Street in Long Beach. And it is for the High Council of 13. And in this country on that night, it is a satanic ritual. It's actually, there are three nights in a row at that church. The first night is Halloween.
What happens on the night of Halloween?
That night is about the worship and homage to Satan. And that is what a lot of people in this country know the devil to be. This is about the devil, Satan. And Christianity talks constantly. I mean, I believe they created the Christianity to be what it is. And so they also have created this Satan. And so they control in that way. And on that night, there's a lot of bloodshed, and there are sacrifices made to Satan. There is a person who plays the part of this high council that has to do with this high council. He's not on the high council, but he has to do with playing the part of Satan. He is a televangelist on TBN. He used to be, he filled in for a little while as a lead singer on Iron Butterfly many years ago, and he has long blonde hair.
What's his name?
At this point, I don't recall his name, I recognize his face. I saw it recently on TBN. And then this is his cover, or he is DID, and he plays this part, the great deceiver Satan, on that night, on Halloween, at this church. And that is what happens on Halloween. And I mean, what else I must say, which is going on with Halloween in this country, it's just becoming so popular. It is also to desensitize people to the whole thing. And even this backlash Christian movement that wants to call it the Harvest Festival, it does not realize that the Harvest Festival has to do with Druidic religion. And again, they are still doing the same thing in celebrating the Harvest Festival. That's what the Harvest Festival is about.
Hope we didn't lose anybody there. That was very rock and roll what we just heard there.
Yeah, but we think it was necessary. I mean, you shouldn't listen to Radio Dysentery with your children in the room unless they're like old enough to know,
which is about 38, I'd say.
Yeah, nobody under 38 should listen to our show. Yeah, but that was a band called Slayer who plays some rock and roll. It's very unwholesome, and actually one of the members of my congregation when he was younger, he still has the scars from it, but he carved the name of that band into his arm. He wears, like, you know, suits now to cover it up, but it's one of his shames. He actually tried to save it after he was saved. He tried to make he tried to carve that out and write Savior on his arm so that it wouldn't say Slayer anymore. But anyway, before that was Slayer covering a song by Iron Butterfly, who, if you were paying attention to the track before, their leader, he is involved in something where he pretends to be Satan, and I think The fill-in for Iron Butterfly singer she was talking about was Tom Arera, who is the singer for Slayer. That's the only thing I can think of. I think he's actually a televangelist on TVN, too.
Who isn't?
We will be. We're going to be on. We're talking to Pat Robertson and the other people in CBN about getting Radio Dysentery picked up so that it can be broadcast via satellite through TBN.
And I come home and stretch out on the bed after the bath and try to study my lesson, and I fall asleep, and then I get down here on Sunday morning and I'm dealing with a regular group of devils, and this thing has just unnerved me to the place that I don't want to fool with it any longer. That person who becomes very difficult as a teacher, who is unwilling to participate in visitation, who has little interest whatsoever in building a Sunday school unit. Well, instead of creating a furor, we believe... simply put in another place, and someone else takes their plan, and all is handled as kindly and sweetly and diplomatically as we believe the Lord would have it.
Amen.
What we just heard there was, well, what did we just hear there?
That was a song called Jesus Loves You by the Causeway Way, who, I believe they are good-hearted Christian folk, too. That might have sounded a little bit like rock and roll, too, but it definitely has the message of Jesus that loves you, and, he's also saying that you're gonna burn in hell, and, well, hell is a fiery place where the worm never dies, and a lot of people are gonna wind up there. And this is really a warning to people that Jesus loves them, and that if they don't repent their evil ways and pray, then they will go to hell where the worm never dies.
There's been a lot of concern lately among my peers that the Causeway Way is a cult.
The Causeway Way is not a cult.
That's true. It's printed everywhere on all their equipment and t-shirts and reading materials that they distribute. They're clearly not a cult. So anybody who believes otherwise or has read into the lies that Mr. Causeway.
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill people. Now, the Causeway Way is saving lives with their music, and by trying to get people to not listen to the Causeway Way, trying to say that they're a cult, they're killing these people. This is mass murder. People are dying. And speaking of dying, this next track is about the violence that's prevalent in country music today. Now, this song was written, like, you know, 80, 90 years ago, but I think it's still prevalent today. I mean, there's just way too much violence in country music, people dying, and I don't think that's very Christian. I don't think Jesus appreciates it. All music should be about Jesus. That's what the good Lord teaches us. And when you're talking about death, then you're not talking about Jesus, unless you're talking about, you know, God smiting someone.
And Bob Lumen wants us to remember all our fallen country music heroes of the past, the men we lost in places like El Paso. And hopes we can look forward to a brighter future, which is his future, our past.
Yeah, let's think about living.
Let's think about loving. That's it for tonight, everyone.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey doving. Let's forget about the whine and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. We lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back, and now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is wearing black. And Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like if they could die. If we keep on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey, lovey, dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey doving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery. Dysentery. Dysentery.
There's something satanic stuck to my shoe.
Oh my.